smooth, relaxing, and easy. David Snell there at the harp, and Cloud 7. He missed it by two. Dionne Warwick before that. Trains and Boats and Planes, a Burt Bacharach, Hal David tune. Frank Chaxfield with Scotch and Soda. Ronnie Aldridge with Blowin' in the Wind. Harold Winkler, I'm Leaving It All Up to You. And Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass started that off with The Happening. Here, let's focus on summer weather for a minute here. Here's David Whittaker. From summer back to winter, Bill Purcell takes us up to the top of the hour with our winter love. Another hour of smooth, relaxing, and easy favorites coming your way. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. like I've been walking all night. It's the time I always think of you.
If you could only see through my eyes, then you'd know just what I'm going through.
Here am I, I'm taking a chance, I'm running around the stars in my eyes. Chances pass me by. I'm gonna dream you right into my life. Dream you right into my life.
Dreaming you into my life.
5 o'clock, still walking around. I call you up, but you just bring me down.
You'd say I'm getting nowhere, but in my dreams you always come around.
Here am I, I'm taking a chance, I'm walking on air and flying so high.
That's Lex de Acevedo on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with his chorus there. Very rare to hear that. And Dreaming. The song that started that set off, this hour off, is Frank Chatsfield with I'm Dreaming. So songs with similar titles, but no relation. How are you? I'm Eric O'Brien. Welcome to hour number two of this week's edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, where it is time for... On these dates in history, beginning with February 2nd, 1949, the first 45 RPM vinyl record was released. Not sure what it was, but that seems rather recent. I don't know, maybe it wasn't. February 3rd, 1959, we talked about this the last hour. Rock singers Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were all on the same plane when it crashed, and they all passed away, unfortunately. February 4th, 1938, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the cartoon by Disney, was released. February 4th, 1949, Ruth Handler invented the Barbie doll. And little did she know that some years later, they'd go nuts over it. February 4th, 2004, Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook, the social media platform. February 5th, 1922, Reader's Digest was first published. February 6th, 1926, the first donut machine was sold. February 6th, 1935, the board game Monopoly went on sale for the first time. All these firsts in February, right? February 6th, 1943, Frank Sinatra made his singing debut on the radio show Your Hit Parade. Astronaut Alan Shepard hits 3 golf balls on the moon. I don't know where they went. Anyhow, February 7th, 1964, the Beatles, Paul, George, John, and Ringo, not necessarily in that order, arrived in the U.S. for the first time. And February 8th, 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was founded. And those are on these dates in history. Here's Pat Valentino, the captain of her heart. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Mm-hmm.
When life gets too hectic, there's a place just for you. Right here with Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy, Paul Marriott's rendition of One on One, originally done by Hall & Oates, which is better than Hall & Ankles. Lex de Azevedo before that with Physical, Olivia Newton-John song there. Sid Dale and Summer Breeze, Floyd Kramer, Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song. You have to say that one fast because that's a long title. And Pat Valentino with The Captain of Her Heart. Uh-huh. I'm Eric O'Brien, clearing my throat. Dateline Florida, a Florida park announced the name for a beyond rare, in quotes, white alligator. I guess these are extremely rare animals, but its name is Mystic. The leucistic alligator, leucistic, we'll get to that in a minute, was born in December at Gatorland in Orlando. And the park said in a Facebook post at the time that the reptile's arrival was beyond rare. Leucism is similar to albinism, but leucistic animals have some pigment in their eyes and skin, whereas albinos are completely devoid of pigment. Gatorland announced in a video that the white baby alligator has been dubbed Mystic, while her twin brother, sporting more typical alligator colors, was named Mayhem. Okay, well, there you go. We don't play her on this program, but if you're a Swiftie and you're following the Super Bowl and all that stuff, and you're following the fact that she'll probably be there, good for you. But are you able to identify 34 Taylor Swift songs in a minute? Well, a dedicated Swiftie from Pakistan broke a Guinness World Record by doing that very thing. The 20-year-old had to listen to the lyrics being read aloud by a man without any accompanying music to identify each song. The record attempt included Swift's 50 best-selling songs arranged in random order. He managed to identify 34 songs in 1 minute, breaking the record of 27 set by a man in 2019. "I have been listening to Taylor Swift since my childhood," this 20-year-old from Pakistan said. "I am a diehard fan of her. I have listened to each and every song of hers. I can identify almost any song of hers from the lyrics." This same gentleman previously set the most animals identified from animal sounds in 1 minute, 23, and the most Justin Bieber songs identified from their lyrics in 1 minute, 29. But he said his latest title is the one that gives him the most pride. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Anyhow... Finally, a Czech Republic man who earned a Guinness World Record for the largest collection of Lego sets turned his love into a museum with four locations. The gentleman who received his first Lego set as a Christmas present when he was five was verified by Guinness as owning 6,005 different Lego sets. He said his collection became too large to store at his home, leasing him to open the first Museum of Bricks location in Prague. The museum now has three more branches elsewhere in Poland, or the Czech Republic, rather. The collector said his favorite set is the Statue of Liberty, which he received on a sightseeing boat tour to the real statue in New York, and he bought more than 90% of the Lego sets himself. Well, I bet he's fun on dates, right? Here's John Gregory in Our Love. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Done this with a real live girl, straight off the farm with an actual armful of real live girls. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a must be it. Just when I started to learn how to knit, I'm all in stitches,
from finding what riches a dance can reveal with a real life girl, real life girl, real life girl.
Matt Monro on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Real Live Girl. He was known as the man with the golden voice. He was also England's answer to Frank Sinatra, apparently, and AllMusic described him as one of the most underrated pop vocalists of the 1960s, who possessed the easiest and most perfect baritone in the business. And there's no question about that. And he is the one who sang the theme to Born Free, the song called Born Free, the eponymous film, title of the same name or something like that. I'm not doing myself any justice here. Before that, Jean-Claude Borelli and Dolinus Melody and John Gregory did Our Love. We're running ahead of schedule this hour. I rarely do this. I just need to synchronize the time here.
Kino tata, kino tata. Kino tata, ha ha.
One more time should do it.
Kino tata, kino tata, kino tata, ha ha.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Should bring us right back on time now. Here's Mr. Chow by Acoustic Alchemy on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Thank you.
You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Earl Klugh there, Just You and Me. Before that, Chicago with Just You and Me. The similar song titles again with the songs that have nothing to do with each other. And the difference between those is that Earl Klugh's song is Just You and Me, and Chicago's was Just You and Me. So there you go. Frank Chaxfield before that with The Seduction. Al Capps with Gentle on My Mind. Hugh Montenegro's rendition of Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. And Acoustic Alchemy started that set off with Mr. Chow. Here is Bert Kempfert. And Let Me Be There. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you. We have come to the end of another edition of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y8-37.
Amber Show is pre-recorded.
Crash on the last flash.
Welcome to the Kristen and Amber Show. Today we are traveling back to 1982 to explore some pivotal albums that came out that year, 40 years ago. But before we do that, it would only be proper to give a big high whoop whoop to Pat Benatar for finally getting her due, and she will be inducted into the Rock.
This is Chop Chop.
Smoked salmon. Thank you.